Tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh, Wednesday. He is there for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. During his two-day visit at the Gulf Summit Thursday, will include leaders from Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Oman. During a photo op earlier today, President Obama personally thanked the Saudi king for hosting the summit.
The American people send their greetings, and we're very grateful for your hospitality, not just for this meeting, but also for hosting the GCC-US summit that will take place tomorrow.
The president hopes to focus discussions on the fight against jihadist groups and efforts to end wars in Syria and Yemen. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Gulf Arab counterparts did meet in Riyadh Wednesday to discuss ways to counter Iranian influence and fight the Islamic State group. Secretary Carter spoke at a news conference afterwards.
We've made important strides in providing the GCC nations with critical defense equipment. Over $33 billion worth since last May, including over 66,000 precision-guided munitions to support urgent GCC operational requirements such as the counter-ISIL campaign.
You can read more details on the president's visit at voanews.com. The UN Refugee Agency said Wednesday that it feared around 500 migrants from Africa drowned in the Mediterranean after witnesses said their overcrowded boat sank. The UNHCR spokeswoman said in a statement that survivors from Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Egypt were rescued from a small boat. This is VOA News.